From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president reacts to the terrorist attacks on Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama says it would be a mistake to send American ground troops to the Middle East to fight Islamic State militants.
It is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors that would be a mistake.
Speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Mr. Obama defended the U.S. military's air campaign in Iraq and Syria to support regional fighters. The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians and not Muslims be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. He called such a stance shameful, not American. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the Paris attack.
La France est en guerre.
French President François Hollande says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Mr. Hollande made the remark in an address to both houses of France's parliament. Also Monday, French authorities detained 23 people in police raids across the country. Authorities said they have identified a Belgian national as the mastermind behind the assault. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry landed in Paris Monday.
Don't mistake what these attacks represent. This is not a clash of civilizations. These terrorists have declared war against all civilization.
Kerry was in Paris Monday under heavy security to show solidarity with France. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital, that coming in a shootout between soldiers at a displaced persons camp. This is VOA News. A new video attributed to the Islamic State is warning of a Paris-style attack on Washington. The unverified video, appearing on social media Monday, threatened all countries involved in military operations against the militant group, saying they will suffer the same fate as France. The person speaking in the video specifically singled out the U.S. capital city. In a powerful symbolic move, France's Eiffel Tower, Louvre Museum, and other attractions in Paris reopened to tourists Monday after a 2-day shutdown. As darkness fell, the Eiffel Tower was floodlit in the red, white, and blue of the French tricolor, along with a projection of Paris's motto, "Tossed but not sunk." Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi attended the closing session of the current parliament on Monday. Her party, the National League for Democracy, recently won a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. The NLD will have an absolute majority in the new parliament. Aung San Suu Kyi, in a recent interview with Radio Free Asia's Myanmar service, cautioned that the electoral process is not finished yet and told her supporters to control themselves and refrain from reacting to any provocation in the coming weeks and months. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Pyongyang, North Korea, later this week for a possible meeting with Kim Jong-un. Mr. Ban had been scheduled to visit Kaesong, the inter-Korean factory area in northern Korea, 6 months ago, but that trip had been canceled. No reason was given at the time. Yonhap cited a high-level source at the United Nations Sunday when it reported the upcoming trip. 17 Angolans accused of planning a rebellion and coup have gone on trial in Luanda. Authorities arrested the activists in June after they met to discuss a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Their defense lawyer told the court Monday the charges should be dropped because the activists broke no laws and have a constitutional right to freedom of speech. Amnesty International calls the trial a travesty of justice. Israeli troops shot and killed 2 Palestinians when clashes erupted during an attempt to destroy the house of a suspected Palestinian attacker. The home being targeted was that of Mohammed Abu Shaheen. He is accused of killing an Israeli man last June. The Israeli military says hundreds of Palestinians threw rocks and firebombs at security forces, prompting them to return fire Monday at the Kalandia refugee camp near Ramallah. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.